The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of The News Show. It's the 26th of September, 2019. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days. Let me tell you, there's a lot of Amazon in there for you, and it's coming for you in about 5 minutes. Yeah, get ready for an Amazon overload in today's show. You might remember yesterday, Amazon released a whole bunch of new devices. Pretty much everything to do with the Amazon Echo ecosystem. First item up was the Echo Dot. And if you think, okay, it looks the same. No. This one's got a clock. Yep, it's got a nice bright LED display right on the front. Pretty much this is Amazon saying, hey, you need a nightstand clock there right by your bed? Well, just get this. What's nice about it, however, though, the LED display, yeah, it won't blind you at 3 a.m. It will actually automatically adjust based on brightness in the room. And just like with a traditional alarm clock, yeah, you can hit it on the top and it'll shut off, at least for 15 minutes. You can start pre-ordering this thing right now if you need it by your bedside for around $60. Up next was, of course, the all-new Echo. The new Echo has updated fabric, ooh la la, and some new color options. Twilight blue, charcoal, heather gray, and sandstone. It's nice to see that the Echo has the same audio architecture as the Echo Plus now, including a 3-inch woofer and an increased back volume so that the bass feels a little bit more boomy. The Echo is going to set you back about $100. Now we move on to the Echo Studio. The Studio's got a lot of speakers on this thing. Actually, 5 built-in directional speakers. Actually, it's been engineered to create premium sound. Though I don't know if I'd really direct this at audio files out there. It does sound good. I just don't know if it sounds that good. It has a 5.5-inch woofer and 330 watts of peak power. So yes, the sounds are very nice, rich, and well-balanced. That has partly to do with the 1-inch tweeter and 2 2-inch mid-range speakers. It also has 24-bit digital audio converter right on board and a power amplifier with 100 megahertz of bandwidth for high-resolution, lossless music playback. As you can probably guess, yes, this speaker is definitely aimed at those wanting to try out Amazon's Music HD. Amazon's also adapted, shall we say, from that other speaker out there, the HomePod. Yeah, that thing, yeah. Well, the new Echo Studio will automatically sense the acoustics of your space and fine-tunes the audio playback for that environment to give you optimal sound. And for this high-quality sound, again, don't know if it's quite up there to audiophile standards, but not too bad. The price is even better, only $199. Staying with Echo, we go on to the Echo Show number 8 with its new 8-inch HD display. And Amazon is calling it their most versatile smart display yet. You can even ask Alexa to play your favorite stuff from Prime Video, including that all-new integration with Food Network. Yeah, that's right. They kind of want you to put this thing in your kitchen so you can have a chef cooking right along with you. And you could beat Bobby Flay right in the comforts of your own home. The Echo Show 8 will set you back about $130. Who are you echoed out? Well, I'm sorry. We still got a lot of echoing to go. This time, we're glowing with Echo. It's basically a lamp that pairs with Alexa. But shall we say it's a lot more than just your normal lamp. You can ask it to have a flickering campfire effect, sleep timer so it gradually dims as you hit the sack. You can even have it spread colors of the rainbow. But apparently that's not there yet. That's coming in a future firmware upgrade. But if it sounds fun to you, well, it won't set you back too much. $30 is what Amazon's going to be selling these little light thingies for. All right, now we got the Echo Buds. I swear, we're almost done with the Echo. And no, there's not going to be enough time in this podcast to reveal everything that Amazon unveiled. But the Echo Buds, yes, we know now, are real. And as we told you before, they are their answer to the Apple AirPods. Amazon is aiming these Echo Buds for your perfect listening experience, for, of course, for your favorite music, Audible books, podcasts, and, of course, radio stations. And they come in with Bose Active Noise Reduction technology. So if things are getting a little bit rowdy in Starbucks, yeah, it'll tune that out for you. And yes, as you probably guessed, it can connect to Alexa through the Alexa app on your mobile device. One thing nice about it doesn't cost as much as the Apple AirPods. These earbuds will set you back $130. And yeah, there was a few more Echo things and some Ring devices unveiled, but we're going to end on a microwave oven. And no, it's not just your traditional oven. This is a smart oven, plus a combination of a convection oven, also an air fryer, and a food warmer. Oh boy, one appliance for everything. Now, of course, you got to pair your smart oven with an Echo device, meaning, yeah, you're going to spend a lot more than $250 to make this thing fully featured, but Amazon, of course, is counting on that. As far as your cooking needs is concerned, it supports 30 cooking presets, so you can get crowd-pleasing cooking results. Yes, I'm reading this directly from Amazon's PR thing. Hits again, yes, it sounds like a 3 a.m. infomercial. So there you have it. There's a highlight of almost everything Amazon unveiled yesterday. In a nutshell, Amazon's pretty much taken over your entire home. That is, if you let them. A story and no one else is listening? Well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com, our website where you can get subscribed to our podcast, blog, review section, so much going on over there. And it's all powered by our lovely folks over there at TSO Host. They pick up all the bandwidth for all of our shows. If you're looking for great, reliable web hosting, give them a try. TSOhost.com. Check us out on Facebook too, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.